page 163. But as for you, I suppose I should have done well enough, but Sir Launcelot with you was overmuch. For I know no knight living, but Sir Launcelot is over good for him, and he will do his uttermost. Alas, said Sir Palamedes, are you my lord Sir Tristram? Yea, sir, and that ye know well enough. By my knighthood, said Palamedes, until now I knew you not. I weened that you had been the king of Ireland, for well I wot you bear his arms. His arms I bear, said Sir Tristram, and that will I stand by, for I won them once in a field of a full noble knight. His name was Sir Marhaus, and with great pain I won that knight, for there was none other recover. But Sir Marhaus died through false leeches, and yet was he never yielding to me. Sir, said Palamedes, I weened ye had been turned upon Sir Launcelot's party, and that caused me to turn. You say well, said Sir Tristram, and so I take you, and I forgive you. So then they rode into their pavilions, and when they were alit, they unarmed them, and washed their faces and hands, and so yode unto meat, and were set at their table. But when Isoud saw Sir Palamedes, she changed then her colors, and for wrath she might not speak. Anon Sir Tristram espied her countenance, and said, Madam, for what cause make you such cheer? We have been sore travailed this day. Mine own lord, said La Beale Isoud, for God's sake be you not displeased with me, for I may none otherwise do. For I saw this day how you were betrayed and nigh brought to your death. Truly, sir, I saw every deal, how and in what wise, and therefore, sir, how should I suffer in your presence such a felon and traitor as Sir Palamedes? For I saw him with mine eye, and how he beheld you when you went out of the field. For ever he hove still upon his horse, till he saw you come in againward, and then forthwithal I saw him ride to the hurt knight, and change harness with them, and then straight I saw him how he rode into the field. Page 164. And anon, as he had found you, he encountered with you, and thus wilfully Sir Palamedes did battle with you. And as for him, sir, I was not greatly afeard, but I dread sore, Launcelot, that you knew not. Madam, said Palamedes, you may say what so you will, I may not contrary you, but by my knighthood I knew not Sir Tristram. Sir Palamedes, said Sir Tristram, I will take your excuse, but well I wot ye spared me but little, but all is pardoned on my part. Then La Beale Isoud held down her head and said no more at that time. Chapter 78. How King Arthur and Sir Launcelot came into their pavilions as they sat at supper, and of Palamedes. And therewithal two knights armed came unto the pavilion, and there they alit both, and came in armed at all pieces. Fair knight, said Sir Tristram, you are to blame to come thus armed at all pieces upon me while we are at our meat. If you would anything when we were in the field, there might you have eased your hearts. Not so, said one of those knights. We come not for that intent, but wit you well, Sir Tristram, we come hither as your friends. And I come here, said the one, for to see you, and this knight is come for to see La Beale Isoud. Then said Sir Tristram, I require you do off your helms, that I may see you. That will we do at your desire, said the knights. And when their helms were off, Sir Tristram thought that he should know them. Then said Sir Dinadan privily unto Sir Tristram, Sir, that is Sir Launcelot du Lake, that spake unto you first, and the other is my lord King Arthur. Page 165. Then said Sir Tristram unto La Beale Isoud, Madam, arise, for here is my lord King Arthur. Then the king and the queen kissed, and Sir Launcelot and Sir Tristram braced either other in arms, and then there was joy without measure. And at the request of La Beale Isoud, King Arthur and Sir Launcelot were unarmed, and then there was merry talking. Madam, said Sir Arthur, it is many a day, Sithen, that I have desired to see you, for you have been praised so far, and now I dare say you are the fairest that I ever saw, and Sir Tristram is as fair and as good a knight as any that I know. Therefore me beseemeth ye are well beset together. Sir, God thank you, said the noble knight Sir Tristram, and he said, of your great goodness and largesse ye are peerless. Thus they talked of many things, and of all the whole jousts. But for what cause, said King Arthur, were you, Sir Tristram, against us? You are a knight of the Round Table. Of right you should have been with us. Sir, said Sir Tristram, here is Dinadan, and Sir Gareth, your own nephew, caused me to be against you. My lord Arthur, said Gareth, I may well bear the blame, but it were Sir Tristram's own deeds. That may I repent, said Dinadan, for this unhappy Sir Tristram brought us to this tournament, and many great buffets he caused us to have. Then the king and Sir Launcelot laughed that they might not sit. What knight was that, said Arthur, that held you so short, this with the shield of silver? Sir, said Sir Tristram, here he sitteth at this board. What, said Arthur, was it Sir Palamedes? Wit ye well it was he, said La Beale Isoud. So God me help, said Arthur, that was unknightly done of you of so good a knight, for I have heard many people call you a courteous knight. Page 166. Sir, said Palamedes, I knew not Sir Tristram, for he was so disguised. So God me help, said Launcelot, it may well be, for I knew not Sir Tristram. But I marvel why ye turned on our party. That was done for the same cause, said Launcelot. As for that, said Sir Tristram, I have pardoned him, and I would be right loath to leave his friendship, for I love right well his company. So they left off and talked of other things, and in the evening King Arthur and Sir Launcelot departed unto their lodging. But wit ye well, Sir Palamedes had envy heartily, for all that night he had never rest in his bed, but wailed and wept out of measure. So on the morn Sir Tristram, Gareth, and Dinadan arose early, and then they went unto Sir Palamedes' chamber, and there they found him fast asleep, for he had all night watched, and it was seen upon his cheeks that he had wept full sore. Say nothing, said Sir Tristram, for I am sure he hath taken anger and sorrow for the rebuke that I gave to him, and La Belle Isoud. Chapter 79. How Sir Tristram and Sir Palamedes did the next day, and how King Arthur was unhorsed. Then Sir Tristram let call Sir Palamedes, and bade him make him ready, for it was time to go to the field. When they were ready, they were armed and clothed all in red, both Isoud and all they, and so they led her passing freshly through the field into the priory where was her lodging. And then they heard three blasts blow, and every king and knight dressed him unto the field. And the first that was ready to joust was Sir Palamedes and Sir Canis Lestrange, a knight of the Table Round. And so they two encountered together, but Sir Palamedes smote Sir Canis so hard that he smote him quite over his horse's croup. Page 167. And forthwithal Sir Palamedes smote down another knight, and brake then his spear, and pulled out his sword, and did wonderly well. And then the noise began greatly upon Sir Palamedes. Lo, said King Arthur, yonder Palamedes beginneth to play his pageant. So God help me, said Arthur, he is a passing good knight. And right as they stood talking, thus in came Sir Tristram as thunder, and he encountered with Sir Kay the seneschal, and there he smote him down quite from his horse, and with that same spear Sir Tristram smote down three knights more, and then he pulled out his sword and did marvelously. Then the noise and cry changed from Sir Palamedes and turned to Sir Tristram, and all the people cried, O Tristram, O Tristram! And then was Sir Palamedes clean forgotten. "How now," said Launcelot unto Arthur, "yonder rideth a knight that playeth his pageants." "So God me help," said Arthur to Launcelot, "you shall see this day that yonder two knights shall here do this day wonders." "Sir," said Sir Launcelot, "the one knight waiteth upon the other, and enforceth himself through envy to pass the noble knight Sir Tristram, and he knoweth not of the privy envy the which Sir Palamides hath to him, for all that the noble Sir Tristram doth is through clean knighthood." And then Sir Gareth and Dinadan did wonderly great deeds of arms as two noble knights, so that King Arthur spake of them great honor and worship. And the kings and knights of Sir Tristram's side did passingly well, and held them truly together. Then Sir Arthur and Sir Launcelot took their horses and dressed them, and gat into the thickest of the press. And there Sir Tristram, unknowing, smote down King Arthur, and then Sir Launcelot would have rescued him, but there were so many upon Sir Launcelot that they pulled him down from his horse. And then the King of Ireland and the King of Scots, with their knights, did their pain to take King Arthur and Sir Launcelot prisoner. Page 168. When Sir Launcelot heard them say so, he fared as it had been a hungry lion, for he fared so that no knight durst nigh him. Then came Sir Ector de Maris, and he bare a spear against Sir Palamides, and brast it upon him all to shivers. Then Sir Ector came again and gave Sir Palamides such a dash with a sword that he stooped down upon his saddle-bow. And forthwithal Sir Ector pulled down Sir Palamides under his feet. And then Sir Ector de Maris gat Sir Launcelot du Lake and horse and brought it to him and bade him mount upon him. But Sir Palamides leapt afore and gat the horse by the bridle and leapt into the saddle. "So God me help," said Launcelot, "you are better worthy to have that horse than I." Then Sir Ector brought Sir Launcelot another horse. "Gramercy," said Launcelot unto his brother. And so when he was horsed again, with one spear he smote down four knights, and then Sir Launcelot brought to King Arthur one of the best of the four horses. Then Sir Launcelot with King Arthur and a few of his knights of Sir Launcelot's kin did marvelous deeds. For that time, as the book recordeth, Sir Launcelot smote down and pulled down 30 knights. Notwithstanding, the other party held them so fast together that King Arthur and his knights were overmatched. And when Sir Tristram saw that, what labor King Arthur and his knights, and in especial the noble deeds that Sir Launcelot did with his own hands, he marveled greatly.